Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Gary. I'll tell you, that Salman Rushdie story was kind of shocking when I heard that over the weekend. And think of it. If you grew up in the 80s, I guess in 1988, 89, 17, 18 years old, I thought it was crazy that there was going to be a lifelong death threat against Salman Rushdie. And it seemed like, you know, just for writing a book, I mean, the Satanic Verses, I didn't read it. I have no interest in reading it. I'm really not interested in him as an author. But this is a problem, you know? And the way the reporters all danced around the issue this weekend, I don't know whether the reporters are too young to remember the fatwa against him, you know, the never-ending death threat because he said something about the prophet, Muhammad, and Iran took offense and decided that this man must be killed. But the news coverage surrounding the stabbing attack on Salman Rushdie was really, really deferential and like, oh my God, we're not sure exactly what happened here. We're not really clear about the motive. Oh, come on. Come on. Are you kidding me? We all know what the motive was. We all know from, I hate to be stereotypical and prejudge somebody, but based on his name and as more information came out about who the attacker was, I mean, you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out what this was all about. I mean, still got to investigate and make sure you're not missing anything. But the press coverage, I thought, we'll never survive this if everyone is going to be scared about telling the truth. And I think that's by design. This is the way the radicals take control, whether it's radical Islam or whether it's radical leftist Democrats. They intimidate you into being silent. I mean, you know, with Salman Rushdie, it's, we'll kill you. You say something we don't like about the prophet, or you say something we don't like about our religion, and we will threaten to kill you. So what do most people do? Most people say, oh, well, you know what, I'll just avoid speaking about Islam. I'll avoid saying, you know, I have feelings, but I don't really need to share them. And I hate to tell you this, it's not that much different between the way the leftists are intimidating Americans. I mean, think of, you know, some of you in this audience, I know you're conservative. I know you're disgusted with what's happening in the country. You're disgusted by the raid at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, you're disgusted at the destruction in the streets in 2020. You know, whether you're pro Confederate statue or not, you are disgusted by rioting and the rioters winning. You're disgusted by paying off the rioters $1.6 million in the city of Richmond because they claim they got hit with tear gas. I mean, cry me a river after you set everything on fire, you think I'm going to worry about whether you got hit with tear gas? Get your ass out of the street. Forgive me for putting it that way. But everybody's scared. Everybody's scared. They're scared. They're going to be canceled. They're scared their business is going to be attacked. They're scared that they will be, you know, some people don't want to be labeled as hyper conservative so that they can still go to the cocktail parties and the cookout on the street. Well, listen, you can't afford to be scared anymore, or your country is going to be taken over. It's going to be taken over by people who are going to continue to push you around. That's got to stop. And the Salman Rushdie story shows that, at least with radical Islam, they have no intention. All they got to do is find one wacko, one person who takes this seriously, and they will kill you, and or attempt to kill you. And everybody else can back away. And we need to hammer the hell out of this guy for doing this to Salman Rushdie. We need to send a message culturally, not in the United States. We're not going to tolerate it. So we don't give a damn what they say in Iran. We will not tolerate it domestically. And if we are weak, you know what message that sends? Come on, do it some more. We better not do that. I have no faith that Joe Biden will be the person to denounce that, because they're scared. They're scared. State Senator Siobhan Donovan is with us on this Monday morning. I just filled out my form under penalty of criminal penalty for my flight back to the United States. I didn't realize that I would have to do contact tracing. At least I don't have to do a COVID test to get back to the United States, to my own country, returning from Colombia. But I was a little surprised. The language, you would think that, you know, I was filling out my tax forms. I could go to jail if I don't put the right address or the right phone number, it seems. I mean, that seems like really overzealous attitude given the data, don't you think?
And I think it's them clinging to some sense that they still have control over us. And I just don't think, you know, I mean, we have really hundreds of years of epidemiologic practice to look at how we track and, you know, and disease, and really minimize the ability for it to spread. But in this case, you know, we have so long been outside what is best practices for epidemiology. It's staggering. So I did not know that you still had to fill out those forms. And, you know, it's amazing. I can't possibly see what the good of it is, but the fact that they are using penalty of criminalization, the government's going to control what you do or punish you. To do something that, you know, that really is going to be almost impossible for them to track on your return just seems
boring.
But it's hard because we are so desensitized, right? I'm so glad you're not. But there's, I mean, like when you think of all the stuff that's been done by the government over the last couple of years, that seems trivial, but it really shouldn't.
Yeah, having to provide your phone number, your address, your email, where you've been, to the airline, which I guess then has to turn it over to the federal government. I mean, I'm sitting here seriously this morning filling out the form at 4 a.m. Colombia time, thinking, I have to get back to the United States. I need to get back to my family. I need to get back to work in the studio. So what am I supposed to do? I have to concede and fill out forms that I want to say, to hell with you. I'm an American citizen with a blue passport. You better let me in without, you know, getting in my business. This is none of your business. But I don't have the, you know, I can't do it. I've got to get back home, so I can't get into that fight. I feel like I need to find an extra $200,000 and hire a bunch of lawyers just to screw with the federal government on my behalf to stop them from doing this kind of stuff. It seems to be the only thing that stops it. They're not willing to discipline themselves not to overreach. So short of going to court, how do you fight it?
It's true. That's where we are. You have to extricate yourself from their overreach with litigation, and it's expensive and frustrating. But it is unbelievable. I wonder, is that only certain countries, John? And I can't help but be staggered by the hypocrisy are those at our southern unchecked border filling out contact tracing? Do we get the phone numbers on those phones we give them when they come in before they get on the bus? I'm just curious.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And is it me flying an airplane? Meanwhile, people are crossing the southern border. You know, I mean, why am I having to jump through all of these hoops while we allow people to come across the southern border? I mean, this has been a very wonderful trip. I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to do it. The people in Medellin and in Colombia have been very, very nice to me. And there's nothing against them at all. It's against our own American government and the way they have behaved. Well, I don't want to run out of time without, you know, something that I know has been on your radar. And I keep seeing these news stories about moms who have jobs, who have been working from home during COVID, fortunately haven't lost their jobs, but they can't find childcare. Do you think this is a crisis that's going to kind of shake itself out here, or are we about to run into a long-term problem?
I think we continue to stress the family unit, which is the cradle of our future generations, again and again and again, because of government overreach. So we had a problem earlier this year that I'm so happy the administration took care of, and that was obscure guidelines for preschools so that moms who actually had a slot for their child, who were moms and dads, these are families, these are parents, these are, you know, family units, but they, you know, these they had a slot at a daycare center or a preschool, and the schools kept closing arbitrarily for quarantining guidelines. So we fixed that. Now I'm getting emails and we're tracking people who need preschool as work begins to go back to the workplace, like you're going to go back to the studio. They cannot find childcare because we've lost so much childcare capacity over COVID. So I think it's going to be a very painful fall and winter, and we're going to have to incentivize the, you know, preschools and these daycare centers to open up, because families are not going to have the ability to go back to work. We're on the verge of a pretty big crisis, I think.
Well, I'm glad you flagged it. I don't see an immediate solution, but I hope that this will make everyone a little hypersensitive about the next time a governor, I assume it won't be Glenn Youngkin, but the next time there's a Democrat governor like Ralph Northam, who in his infinite wisdom decides to try to shut down society over whatever the issue is, that maybe there's a little more organized pushback on that because the consequences 2 or 3 years later are going to be pretty dramatic. State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan, I always enjoy talking to you on Mondays. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Let people know if they have preschool problems to email me through my website. I really want to try and figure out what's going on so we can see if we can come up with a quick solution, or if this is going to have to end up in legislation. So reach out, everybody, if you're having trouble and can help me understand this problem.
And I see you on Facebook. What's the website specifically?
DonovanDelivers at gmail.com is the email, and it's DonovanDelivers.com as the website. So you can reach me either way.
Perfect.
Thank
State
you.
State Senator Siobhan Donovan, thank you. It is 7:48. We're back with more in a moment here on News Radio WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.